Today's podcast is brought to you by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co, podgo.co. And be sure to add Drink Until You Podcast into the How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application. Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing tonight? Episode number 168, Drink Until You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. I had to space out 168 because I keep fucking it up. I keep saying 186. It's 168. Episode 168. How the hell's your Sunday going? I'm trying to wake up right now, you guys. I should not have taken that four-hour nap on a Sunday night. It's now 11 p.m. and I have to be at work early tomorrow. And I'm feeling refreshed as fuck. What am I supposed to do? How do I go to sleep now? I'm not going to drug myself. You know, that shit never... I mean, it does work. It'll knock you out, but good luck waking up the next day. You know what I mean? Maybe half a pill. Maybe half a Benadryl. Fight the allergies. Get a little nap. I don't know. I'm just going to have to lay there and just focus on going to sleep. That's probably not going to work. Anyways, that's not your problem. That's my problem. What are we drinking tonight? I have moonshine with my orange juice, and I was actually kind of proud of myself when I first poured this because it looked like a tequila sunrise. I was like, oh, I did it. And now it just looks like Pepto-Bismol. And presentation is, I get 0% for presentation and 110% for taste. That's what really matters, right? Cheers. So we're going to go through my top downloads. 9,000 downloads. I've been doing this for 3 years. I never thought I'd see 9,000 downloads. Thank you all for the comments on social media. All the shares, likes, subscribes, all that shit, man. I appreciate it. It's crazy how far this thing has gone, to be honest with you. So I'd like to shout out the top countries, the top states. I'm going to do for the last 3 months, and we'll see what we get here. By country, it's going to be United States, of course, Canada, Ukraine, and Australia. Dude, I didn't think Australians listened anymore. The last time I checked, I had zero from Australia. Now they're fourth place. That's crazy. How do you say cheers in Ukrainian? That's how to say cheers in Ukrainian. Ukrainian. It looks like IPA. Y-P-A? IPA? IPA? Is that how you say it? Let's see.
Ora.
Ura, okay, way off. That's a Y and a P and an A. How do you get Ura from that? Ura.
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 So Ura, you Russian listeners, I appreciate it. We're moving on to states. We're going to go Texas, Ohio, Virginia, Georgia. Thank you guys so much for all the downloads. Cheers. We can get more specific and look at Canada. Australia, dude, that's blowing me away. What do you mean unknown? Unable to identify the geographic locations of these downloads. Okay, so somebody in a fucking bunker in Australia is listening to Drink Until You Podcast. God, if that was the way you had to die, man, I'm sorry. You know, if you're down below, you know, you can't come up because of some nuclear... they don't do that shit in Australia, do they? I'm just making up this ridiculous scenario. Anyways, the point is, thank you guys for listening and sharing and all that great stuff. I really appreciate it. Need more feedback, man. Email me at drinkuntilyoupodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to have someone write the show from the Ukraine. That would be insane. We can just do the Google Translate, you know? Just write it in your... Ukrainian? Dude, those don't even look... That's not even right. YPA. Okay, let's see how to say it. I'm kind of interested now. Let's just say he went to the store. Dude, yeah, okay. This is, I've seen these this lettering before. I don't understand it at all. Obviously, I don't I don't speak this language, but he went to the store. Here's how you say it in Ukrainian.
Він пішов до магазину.
Holy shit.
Він пішов до магазину.
Він пішов до магазину.
Він пішов до магазину.
That's got some rhythm to it. Він пішов до магазину.
Він пішов до магазину.
Він пішов до магазину. Він пішов до магазину.
Він пішов до магазину.
Sing it, girl. All right, that was way off topic. Thank you. Thank you for the downloads. Did I already do... Oh, yeah, I already did Australia. It doesn't matter. You guys don't care about that. I have Australian listeners. That's all you need to know. That's good enough for me. Let's take a drink, everybody. So I was watching a little bit of the Stars game. And we lost in overtime, come to find out. Which, you know, I'm not too upset about, man. The last three games, out of a total 6 points, we got five of those. That's not too bad, man. We're starting to climb. We're a couple of games behind everybody, starting to climb. I'm seeing a difference in the team on the ice. That's the good thing, you know. I'm nobody in the grand scheme of things, but I am noticing a lot more hustle. Dude, better passing. This game had some great passing early on. We were on top of our shit. Unfortunately, we lost in the shootout. And we were pretty fucking unbeatable, man. Last season and seasons before in the shootout and 3-on-3, dude, nobody could take us in 3-on-3. I don't know what happened. Maybe overthinking it. I don't know. Which, you know, it's not crucial for the playoffs anyway. There's not going to ever be 3-on-3. It's going to be 5-on-5 until somebody wins. So I guess it's not that huge of a deal. We just need those fucking points, man. That's your chance. We got all-star players. Let's do it. But not too upset. We beat Chicago, I think, 5-1. The Florida Panthers 4-1, something like that. Which Florida, dude, they're third place in the division. It goes Tampa Bay and Carolina are tied at points, and then Florida's right below them, man. All those draft picks, I guess, over the years, you know, they start adding up. So good for the Florida Panthers, man. They're doing a great job. I would root for them if they were in the Stanley Cup, that's for sure. Texas Rangers. What's going on with them? Dude, they're actually playing some pretty damn good baseball. I've told my friends my opinions on the Rangers, and I just want to kind of take them back all of a sudden because, dude, they got some fight to them, man. They got some pop. Who is that new guy? I keep wanting to say Holm. It's not Holm. Holt. Is it Holt? I think it might be Holt. Dude, we just got some guy. I just watching the game today. I'm just like, I don't recognize hardly anybody. And Odor, I don't know if you guys heard about this. Odor just went to the Yankees. I think he had a pretty good game today. I think he got a pretty crucial double. And they made him shave off his face, dude. The shave off his beard, not shave off his face. Jesus Christ, that'd be fucking morbid. welcome to the Yankees. Shave off your face. I meant his beard. They made him shave off his beard, and dude, he looks like an alien. I know, that's fucking mean, and I love the guy. He played great for us, you know, but that shade, dude, that beard did so much for that guy. I know that's mean to say. Rugi, I love you. Don't take it personal if you ever hear this. I love you, but Jesus, some people just, I think maybe just because I've seen him for so long in Texas with that bushy beard, almost like that scraggly hobo beard. Are you sure you're a fan of this guy? You're just fucking cutting him down in every turn. Anyways, he had a good game, all right? The Rangers are playing pretty well, too. We've dropped two against the Padres, but, dude, the Padres have a pretty fucking good team. I'm liking it. And I like those uniforms they played on with today, too. Trying to make it out to that stadium, man. I really, really was thinking about taking my daughter out there today to watch the Rangers game in that new stadium. You know, they got the retractable roof, climate controlled, you know, all you can eat section. It's only like $40. And I don't think they'd even charge for a ticket for my daughter. I really wanted that to happen, but just had our daddy-daughter day anyway, you know, here at home. But mom was out with some friends, so I had to do all the entertaining, and dude, oh my God, what a little human she's growing up to be. That's weird to say, but Like, if you don't have kids, man, it's like they're almost not human when they're born, because it's like they can't do for themselves. You know what I mean? Like, they're just kind of like a vegetable that you feed and, you know, change its diaper. You know, it's kind of weird. And then they start growing into these living, talking, you know, attitude things. And it's fucking nuts, man. She's just, it was so cool. Even though we didn't get to go to the game, we still watched the Rangers, and she's like getting old enough to where she's like, she'll sit on the couch with me and she'll just, you know, dad, 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 dad. She'll just talk to me. And we're just watching the Rangers game. I'm like, yeah, baby. And I treat, you know, that's how I've treated all my kids. I treat them like, I understand what you're saying. Okay. Wow. That's interesting. You know, not in a sarcastic, like, asshole way, but like in a real way. You know, that's how you get your kids to talk to you, man. They start talking, you know, they start using more words if you talk to them like adults instead of that baby talk. You know, don't baby talk your kids. Anyways, now I'm giving parenting advice. What the hell is going on with this episode? Let's take another drink, everybody. Dude, I just saw this advertisement for the A&E Stone Cold Steve Austin documentary. Dude, I am so down for that. That was, Hulk Hogan and stuff like that. I knew of all those guys, Sting and all that. Booker T, but Stone Cold, man, when that era was around, dude, that was the shit. That was my favorite wrestling era. You know, Hulk Hogan was old whenever I was, you know, starting to get into wrestling, so he wasn't that cool anymore. Dude, I can't wait to see that. Anyways, we're going to do some drink recommendations. I just thought I'd mention, oh, another weird little side note, DMX died. What the fuck? I guess apparently he had a heart attack and went into a coma and, you know, he's basically going to be a vegetable. So, his family had to kind of pull the plug on him or whatever, but that's fucking crazy. And you never know when you see those kind of things. I thought it was a hoax. So I was like, no, he fucking didn't. And you know, I'm looking all over Twitter and it's legit. It's crazy, man. Had a lot of hits, man. I was actually looking at his playlist earlier and dude had a lot of hits back in the day. Anyways, so here's the ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba da ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba da. This is the drink recommendations. MaryClaire.com is where I'm getting these, and we're looking at easy beer cocktails. We don't want to do a michelada. Ooh, let's do a strawberry cucumber spritzer. Ingredients: 6 ounces Stella Artois. 1 ounce gin, 1/2 ounce elderflower liqueur, 2 cucumber slices, 2 strawberries. Here's how the hell you make it. In a cocktail shaker, muddle cucumber slices and strawberries thoroughly. Add gin, elderflower liqueur, and shake over ice. Strain into glass, add Stella Artois spritzer, garnish with skewered cucumber ribbon and strawberry slice. That's the strawberry cucumber spritzer. The next one I have for you is called the Summer Shandy. Ingredients, here's what you're going to need. 3 ounces light beer, like a pale ale, it recommends. 6 ounces peach nectarine sparkling ice. Oh, okay, I've seen that before. You're going to need strawberry for garnish. Here's how the hell you make it. In an ice-filled glass, combine light beer and peach nectarine sparkling ice. Garnish with a strawberry slice and serve. That's 2 steps. Drink a couple of those. Oh, dude, this one looks really nice. Unlike my mix over here that looks like fucking strawberry milk. The next one I have for you, this one, beer garita. We've all had the Dos Equis in the margarita glass before, right? Is that what this is? Let's read on. Here's what you're gonna need: 1 ounce tequila, 1 ounce Tattersall grapefruit crema, 0.5 ounce lime juice, and 6 ounce light beer. Here's what you're going to do. Combine all ingredients in a glass over ice. Garnish with a lime wedge. Good Lord, I can't get rid of this burp. It won't go away. Salt on the rim is optional. Come out. Let's do one more for shits and giggles. Bacardi lime shot with beer. Here's what you're going to need. 12 parts beer, 1 part Bacardi lime. Directions, pour beer in glass, pour Bacardi lime flavored rum in a shot glass, then pour it into the beer. Dude, that's actually really smart. You're doubling down. You know, most people put, you know, the salt in their beer, or sometimes they'll squeeze a lime in there. You're making it stronger and you're still getting that lime flavor. I like that. I might try that. That sounds really good. Okay, what is this stuff? 1 part Bacardi lime. Okay, nice. Hell yeah. I'll just use that as lime instead. So there's the drink recommendations. Gave you 4 of them this week. As always, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Be safe out there, guys. Don't do anything fucking stupid. Cheers, everybody. So let's go ahead and read a couple of emails here. This one I missed. I think I mentioned this a couple episodes ago. This is a St. Paddy's Day one, but we're going to read it anyway. It says, I'm Brad from Ohio. I'm too close to 40 to share my age, haha. But I was wondering if you found it ironic. I'm going to guess you're 39, Brad from Ohio. what did it say? If you found it ironic to have a holiday named after a saint that everyone uses as an excuse to kiss and drink to excess. Not saying I didn't do those things, because I definitely had more green beer than I should have, but I don't know. It just seems funny to me right now. Are you a green beer drinker? No, I'm not. I never wake up to do any of that St. Paddy's Day stuff. I don't like that kind of stuff. I don't even, who is St. Patrick? I don't know what he did. I don't know what he claiming. I don't know any of that. So, yeah, it does seem weird. I mean, I think naturally people, we will find any reason to celebrate, you know, and that's not a bad thing. You know, you want to feel good. Like these neighbors down here across the way from us, dude, they're on their patio every fucking weekend, music blaring, dancing, talking, laughing, drinking, just having a good time. You want to party every weekend. You want to celebrate something. Life just gets boring. So no, I don't think that's weird. I think that's just what we do. Super Bowl, party, New Year's, party, Christmas, party, Thanksgiving, party, Easter, party, Labor Day, President's Day, Martin Luther King Day, party, just party for everything. 4th of July, Cinco de Mayo. That's all people want to do. But yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. I don't get into it. I don't like being gone for the whole day that early in the morning. I've said this before, so we're going to move on. Thank you for writing. The next one I have for you is, it says, love the show, blah, blah, blah. I was wondering if you could get serious for a second and tell me what you think about Mark Cuban saying Dallas, Texas is a great place to do business. I mean, I didn't think that was a secret. I thought everybody knew that. Like, this is, they talked about this a lot on the radio with, like trying to get players, let's just say for the NBA, for example, like trying to get players to come here. Players don't want to come here. They want to go live in California on the beach. They want to go to New York with all the shopping and, you know, the high rises. What Dallas is like the family place, you know what I mean? Like, this is a great place to raise your family. And, you know, just kind of set down roots or whatever. But let's keep reading. I feel like it used to be cheap to live here. Boy, that's not a lie. But more things are opening up here, like Tesla, and it's creating jobs so naturally. I know, like, all those Joe Rogan, fucking Burt Kreischer, Tom Segura, aren't all those people that were in California, aren't they moving here to Austin or something? I feel like, I mean, this has been happening for years. People just, you know, I remember when Katrina hit, you know, people from Louisiana, they naturally just, you know, came over here and just started a life here. You know, I've known several people from California over the years, you know, living here or, you know, planning on going back or planning on staying here, whatever. What's the question here? Sorry, I'm totally butchering your email because I can't get out of my own head. Nobody here can okay, well, this changed drastically. Nobody here can fucking drive, and I feel like it's just going to drive more shitty drivers here. Oh, that's pretty good. But also, maybe I should invest in some shit since it's... I don't know what to tell you to invest in. Yes, follow Mark Cuban. He is follow his financial advice, not this guy drinking on the podcast. Don't follow my advice. Yes, follow Mark Cuban. You need some heroes, some influencers, you know, to lead you the right way. It's just so funny how that email turned so quick. It's almost like I wrote this email. Just the way it's just going along, find Tesla and it's creating jobs. So naturally that would lower the cost of living is bringing more people. Nobody here can fucking drive. And I just feel like I'm going to drive more shitty fucking drivers here. Dude, that was awesome. What do you think? What do I think about what? Maybe I should invest in some shit since it's Cuban. I don't know. I don't know what the question was, but yes, you're correct with the driving. You know, people can't fucking drive. I think that's everywhere though. You know, it's so funny seeing a guy with like a diesel truck or a jacked up 4x4 or whatever, dude, and they can't even stay in the fucking lane. That's the funniest thing. Can't make a turn. Can't U-turn the fucking things. That's for sure. Yes, there are a lot of shitty drivers here. What was the other thing? I used to be cheap to live here. Yes. That's the other thing I want to comment on. It did, man. I remember my first apartment. It was right in this area, and it was... Dude, I thought it was so expensive. It was $830 a month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom, dude. $830 a month. That's normal. Dude, there's got to be something we can do to get like the housing to be, can we do like a salary cap? Like you wouldn't in football, like you can only charge a certain percentage over what the place is worth. And you have to get it, you know, you have to know the value of it. You know, it's just fucking ridiculous, man. $830 a month, two bed, two bath. Dude, that would get you a single, that wouldn't even get you. My friend was looking at an apartment the other day. He's looking for one bedrooms, you know, he's going to live out on his own. And, you know, the cheapest one is like almost a grand just for a single bedroom. And granted, yes, it does matter the area you live in, but you know, you don't want to live in some scummy rundown fucking heroin needle every time I step out my door place. You know, you got to do nicer than that. It did used to, I remember my mom used to give me, when I was in high school, to go on a date, like take a chick out, she would give me $20. I could put a little bit of that in the truck, or maybe it was $40. I think it was $40. That seems a little, I would put 20 in the truck and I'd have 20 for the movie and for snacks. And to try to get laid. That was the whole point. I didn't watch movies and I still don't, you know, but yeah, man, it used to go a lot further. It's crazy. There's got to be some kind of cap we can put on the housing industry. Just like, dude, you're paying double. If you rent a house, you're basically paying two of the mortgages. I looked at one the other day. It was just what we needed, three bed, two bath to rent out. And it's like, $1,800 a month. I'm like, dude, that's two mortgage payments. They're trying to make that mortgage payment and another one. And they're allowed to do it because you know what? We don't have to live there. That's the whole thing about it. We don't have to live there if you don't want to. You know, you decide if you can afford it or not. It's like, dude, who can afford that? What do you people do for work? I couldn't even imagine. I've seen these other big houses for rent. It's like five bed, three and a half bath. And it's just like, dude, that monthly payment, what does that person do for work? $2,400 a month. Just like, yeah, that's just my rent alone. I have a car payment. What do you do for work? How can I get hired? That's fucking nuts. Unless, you know, you go halvesies or fifthsies for every single bedroom in the house. You know, there's a way to work it. You know, I wish that's what I would have done, honestly, growing up with my core group of friends. I was thinking about this the other day. If we just all would have invested, you know, let's say there's four guys. We need four houses, right? We all go into one house together. We decide beforehand who's taking this house. Who's going to take the first one? We go in it four ways, all paying on it, all living there. We got a house once it's paid off, hopefully in faster time than usual. Then we move on to the second house. While we, you know, we can split that off. You can split off. You can take two and two now and go your separate ways if you need to. But those two guys, pay off that house. Then you got another house. But it works better in fours. Let's stick with the fours. But you know what I'm saying? I think you guys get the concept. It's not that, you know, crazy of a concept. But I always wish I would have done that with my friends, dude. Just three of my best friends. And we all have houses before we're 30 years old. Oh, man, it would have been great. So, word of advice, think of a scheme, think of a plan. If you're listening to this and you're young enough to execute it, you know, that would be awesome, man. Little party house. It might lead us into trouble, too, you know. Probably would. Let's take another drink. Cheers, everybody. Man, my stomach is hurting, and I know why, dude. I've just been... and just destroying all the vegan snacks I can get my hands on. It's getting ridiculous. It's a little out of hand. Ice cream every night, pizza every day, Burger King, Burger King, Burger King. It's just, you can eat bad eating plant-based. Oh, I just discovered Starbucks has these like little egg McMuffins that are all plant-based. The egg isn't real egg. The cheese isn't real cheese. The sausage isn't real sausage. The bread's real bread, but bread's usually okay. Dude, and they are so fucking good, but it's so expensive, man. I got a large coffee and two of those sandwiches. It's like $17. I'm like, just for me, man, it's like, that's the shitty part. And I always say this, you can go to McDonald's and spend $3 and get more food for breakfast. They have the $1.50 egg McMuffin with hash brown. That's $1.50, $3. And you got a badass breakfast. Get a soda on the side. And that's how you get fat, man. That's really how you start clogging up your arteries. But I guess that's just the way it is. You know, the cheaper stuff is, you know, is bad for you. And the more expensive, I mean, I can't say the Starbucks sandwiches are good for me. They have protein in them, but, you know, it's better to eat. I'm trying to get back to just eating vegetables like I was. Cause dude, I was crushing it there for 3 weeks. And same old me, same old me. I just get a taste. I just get a little sniff of sugar and I'm just back in. I've fallen down the rabbit hole. Ice cream every day, pizza every day, Burger King, Burger King, Burger King. It just fucking sucks, man. I got to get out of this. But they were delicious while I was eating them. Let's take another drink. Cheers, everybody. Oh, yeah. Thank you for the emails, by the way. I still have this pulled up. You can always write me at drinkitillyoupodcast@gmail.com. I don't know if I answered a single fucking question. I just kind of stayed in my own little world there. But, dude, is this episode 168 or 169? I don't even know now. Okay, had a little mini panic attack. We're okay. Oh, speaking of panic attacks, dude, to come out and do this podcast... I could not find my keys to save my life. And I'm just thinking, you know, I got to get to work tomorrow. I got to go out there to do the podcast since everybody's sleeping in the house. Like, what the fuck? Dude, I, for 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, dude, I was pacing my apartment panicked. Like, did I leave him outside? Did I leave him in a door? Did somebody swipe him? Like, what the fuck? I came out to my car and it's locked up. I'm like, I don't see the keys in there. I'm shining a flashlight. I'd probably look like a crazy asshole. But, you know, finally found the keys, dude. That'll send you into fits more than a cell phone, almost as much as a wallet. That feels almost as bad as losing your wallet. You know, I think wallet's number one, keys are number two, dude. I was fucking panicked, and luckily they turned up. Obviously, I'm here doing this now. But anyways, you guys, that's all the time I have for the night. Thank you for listening. Episode number 168, not 169. That's next week. Drink It Till You podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. Bottoms up, everybody. Cheers. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Be careful. Be safe. Bye.